chuchi dhāmi tīnlaṁ bēpār sēpē tīnse tōmī kuchī sāmpāpā tōmī dhāṁ tōmī jī kuchī lōpō yīngi yīrī tōmī kuchī sō sō kōngi yīndā māmbudhūrī lōpō sō sū yēsūr māngni yāng ome lōpō sō sū yēsūr jī ome tīnse hācāng māmbudhūrī māngni yāng kāṁ dhīr Palungi, Dikap Jim Papande, Papa Ludubri. Papa Ludubri looks so. Mo, Jo, Devo, Nicola Chubby, yea. Mo, La Chupa, Chitora Chitinse. Jo La Chupa, Dorji Zingmatinse. Devo La Chupa, you meet Chango Katinse. Jumde Nicola Chupa, Maji Chango Katinse, yea. Tēng tō tēng jōng kārī pā jē tēng tēr jē tēng sēk tē tēng sēk chēng pō ngā rē tēng sēk chēng pō ngā jē ngā pū tōng bā nyē tāng tōng tām chū tām jē jē nē lō tōng bā nyē tāng tēng jēng tē tōng nyē tāng tēng tēr sōng tōng chū pē tōng tēng jōng sōng tōng chū pē yī xīn tēng pē tsō rē tōng nyē Tungpa tang ten chong song tun jo pa ye shi ngon tu jo ko re ten ten pa tsor ngar khe pa tar ngoma khe pa tar yino ya
In the Madhyamaka tradition There are numerous explanations given by various masters, such as Asanga and his brother, Vasubandhu, about the reasonings which establish the no-self of phenomena. So there are many different ways in which this reasoning which establishes the no-self of phenomena is given by the different teachers. But here we'll be looking at the tradition of Arya Nagarjuna, who presents four ways of examining by means of the essence or nature, which is the first, the cause, the result, and both. So reasoning by way of looking at the essence means analyzing to see that a phenomena is beyond being one or many or single or multiple. The reasoning by way of looking at the cause is the reasoning which is known as the Vajra slivers. Reasoning which looks at the result is refuting arisal based on whether something is existent or non-existent. And reasoning which looks at both is refuting arisal through the four possibilities. So there are those four types of reasoning. And together with the reasoning of the dependent arising makes five. So in Nagarjuna's presentation, through these five types of reasoning, one is led to the wisdom which is the integration of or union of emptiness and dependent arising. So emptiness here refers to the fact that ultimately the true nature of all phenomena is emptiness, and yet they arise dependently. They arise in an interdependent way. So one needs to realize or actualize the wisdom which is the union of emptiness and dependent arising. and one is brought to this by means of these five types of reasoning, which have been explained previously in this book. The first type of reasoning involves analyzing to see whether a phenomena is single or multiple. So the best way to understand this is through looking at an example. And the example we can take is that of a dream. During dreams, many different kinds of appearances arise. However, there's no appearance which is truly existent as a single entity. There's no single thing that is truly existent. And given that there's nothing which exists as a truly existent single thing, then there are no truly existent multiple things. If there was in the dream a truly existent single entity, then there would be truly existent multiple entities. But the appearances that arise in a dream don't have any existent nature. So they are beyond being single or multiple. So since we all have dreams, we have this experience of knowing that the appearances in our dreams are not a truly existent. So we can come to understand what is meant here by reflecting on our dreams.
Then so so re chick the toma yovanda was here. In a young chick the toma now, you know, young chick the toma now a day, oh, my dobre. Melange maja in ani. Tin ani chick demba tromna, toma young demba. Jai nani chick young demba madubusena. Chick young demba madubusena, toma young demba madub. Chick demba madub, sejit, chick demba madubre, yenda demba tobre, segi yomare. Chick tin only chick young dember, madrubus and not the my young madrubus. This and a chick to my young endeavor.
If we have a dream about 100 people, that means there are many people. Now there's 100 different people. And although there are these different people, they are multiple, or they're many. There are also, you can count them one by one. So they're both single and multiple. However, they are not, none of them have an existent essence or nature. If one of the people were truly existent, then all of them could be considered to be truly existent. But because there's no single person which is truly existent, then the group of people, all of them there, the many, are also not truly existent. Because if one isn't truly existent, then you can't say that some others are. So therefore, you can understand that having a dream about these 100 people in your dream are beyond being one or many, or beyond being truly existent single entities or multiples.
So in movies
there are various appearances which arise, but these appearances are just mere appearances. There is nothing truly existent about them. And so all of the things which arise or appear in a movie are beyond having the nature of single or many or multiple.
Dehindo Malam Loni Dani Joma Chonanga Dava La Soba Ta Tonzo Kipe Hajang Mangboyabare Dikinjika Tanda Yang Mangdo Mangdo Dugri Mangdo Mangdo Dugri Mangro Mangro Dugri.
There are many examples of what are called empty forms in the world. We have dreams, movies, illusions, the reflection of the moon and water, and so forth. There are many, and these examples keep increasing.
Dembar mete, mo mete, chick to man on yin and debesel. Malan yin, Luni yin, Juma yin. Take some.
So, if we put this in the form of a reasoning, the subject is the various appearances of this life. And they are not inherently existent, they're not truly existent, they don't have an existent essence, because they are beyond the nature of being single or multiple. For example, like dreams, movies, or illusions. Through this reasoning, just that all inner and outer things are beyond being the nature of something single or multiple, one may not be able to directly realize this or see it, but one can, through this reasoning, come to have an inferential understanding of it.
Dina chik dan tome rang yin lin debi se na chu tam che rang yin ki me bari chik dan tome rang yin lin debi se na ngkorwa rang yin ki me bari chik dan tome dan drabi se na tsinde denbar me bari chik dan tome rang yin lin debi se na tsindela tupe dini nama na zoba tam che dini
Through this reasoning that through this reasoning of things being beyond having the nature of single or multiple, one understands that all phenomena are not inherently existent. One comes to understand that samsara is not inherently existent, that this life is not real. And through this reasoning, one comes to understand also that the appearances that occur during this life also lack any existent nature. In this reasoning, one is examining the essence or nature. So one is examining the nature of things to see whether they are single or multiple. One applies this reasoning to the nature of all phenomena of samsara and nirvana, and through it one comes to understand that they do not have an existent nature or essence.
Make me, nava me, na me, che me, lu me, sumbare. Te sumba te, chik tan tume rangi, ito madrupa seno, make tan nava na dan che da lu la ngo madrupa, ngo mai par tembare.
In the short version of the Prajnaparamita called the Heart Sutra in English, it says, there is no eye, no ear, no nose, no tongue, no body. And it says this because these things are not truly existent single or multiple entities. So the eyes, nose, ears, tongue, and body do not have an existent essence.
Tene jula chobata, jula choba, devula choba, nigala choba, some ke, jeva mebadogore, so would jimmy tembare. Chu tamche la jeva tardu nana young, jeva tardu nana young, jeva yomare. Ji yimba kapsu young, jeva yomare. Ji yimba kapsu jeva yomare, jiba tam ne jeva yomare. Malam do mele towa chipa malam tang eda. Kadu tang eda. Tam tang eda. Ote malam ji mele towa chipa nangando ina yang chipa tam ni chipa mebare. Chi yimba ten chipa mebare. Chi tam ni chipa mebare. Chi tam ni chipa mebare se tangbo chipa yu jis chipa mebare cha songare. Chi yimba kapsa yin cheva me bari te malam je mele towa cheva la samna ko le lagra.
So of the remaining three aspects that one analyzes, the cause, result, and both, if we look at analyzing the cause, this is pointing out that things do not arise, or they do not have any true arisal. Although phenomena appear as if they have arisal. There is no truly existent arisal. So even at the time that they seem to be arising, there is no arisal.
Arisal.
It's like in a dream. Even at the moment that something appears to be arising, there is no truly existent arisal. So if one has a dream about fire and its smoke, even at the moment that there seems to be the fire arising, there is no truly existent arisal occurring. So it's not that something first arises and then there is, following that, no arisal. It's that at the moment that something appears to arise, there is no truly existent arisal occurring.
Your te dava te lang over your mare. Kondro cheva put da ke lulang over your mare. This and a kondro la cheva your mare. Kondro chitani cheva mapa. Chi yin ba kapsa cheva mapa.
If we take, for example, being angry in a dream. Although this anger does seem to arise, there is no arisal of this. And the reason for this is that the object that we're angry at, the enemy that we're angry at, it does not have an existent essence or nature. And this self who is feeling anger also doesn't truly exist. And so this anger, which seems to arise, is not arising in a truly existent way. So at the moment that it arises, it is not truly arising.
Tene malanje kontro te ta machi pate jola kye na. Je kontro machi pate jola ta kye ta na. Malanje kontro te kontro rang le rang kye wa yang mare. Kondro rang ne rang ti na kondro ma chi pa ngoy ni che zi ji kondro da go gado. Devu kondro ma chi pa kong ni ju yi kondro da ngoma ni go gado. Ten de gama do. Rikpa tang kar gado. Kondro da yin le che ba rabe. Yin drabo le che ba yin na drabo te denpa tro go gado. Malam je drabo te drabo ma re. Nang tam che re. Tene. Malanje dale yang chegamar. Ye dale yang chegamudu. Ye dale chena dra, mune dra yingo, the Malamje draw the dramare. Dravung o yo mare, then dale chiamar. And the Malanje contro te contro rang dang. Ye me your dra, nikali chever. Nikali yang chiamare. That and ye ready in a magic persona, nikali cheva yang chegamare. Dale cheva, yin cheva, the requinezi, Yvesena, Nigale cheva, lay requinezi, Nigayer, the Jim. And the Malanje contro the Jumi, Jimmy, the cheva rebe. Jum meba, Jim, meba, lay and cheva mare. And the carre, Jujin, tender, so Sanji Nang Zamjere. Dig for me.
Wrong the cheva. If we look at the causes of, say, for example, anger in a dream, there are four possibilities of how it could arise. The first is from itself. And it can't arise from itself because the result is the same. And so the result, anger, can't arise from its own cause, itself. Yeah, I know.
So
I know.
If you have to be, it has to have
it, yeah.
previous anger to give rise to it, and to give
no.
rise to that, there has to be another
yeah.
anger to give rise to that, and it just...
Okay,
well,
infinite regression.
Huh?
Yeah,
it's
just
So if anger were to be able to arise from itself, from as its own cause, it would have to exist before it arose. Right? So the result is anger would have to exist before that, and that's not possible. If it's the next possibility is that it arises from something other. So for example, if you think that anger could arise from the enemy, this enemy would need to be truly existent. But this enemy is not. Its enemy is just a mere appearance, so it can't give rise to the anger. The next possibility is that it arises from both, so from both itself and something other. But since we've already refuted arisal from self and from other, then it can't arise from both. And the fourth possibility is that it arises from a no cause or condition at all. But this isn't possible. And so if one wonders, well, how does this arise? It arises through interdependent causes and conditions, but it is just a mere appearance.
Tene tajur kona sanang ngopo nam chuchi sanang se je se chin chi chu ni nang gi chin chi chu ni ko ne de se da nang ngopo nam chuchi jewa mi te dale ma chi yile ma chi nikale ma chi jo dale ma chi yile ma chi nikale ma chi jumi le chang ma chi bes ente ne mone jewa yo ma Penam malam yin. Yama yin.
So if we put this in the form of a reasoning, the subject is outer and inner things, which then can be understood as the 12 ayatanas. So the senses and their objects. They do not arise because they don't arise from causes which are themselves, which are other, or are both, and they don't arise from no cause. For example, they are like things in a dream or an illusion.
Gumbul the Rupti Oman Sava Hira, Dawatrap, Oman Jubatiso, Jola Juba, Dorchi Zimatin Sixore, Dale Maji, Bayinle Maji, Panikala Maji, Bajimila Maji, Bate, Jabari Hibari, Rikwito. Mambuya.
So this reasoning has been explained in a very vast way in such texts as the Sangha Shara by Nagarjuna and Umalachupa by Dharmakirti.
Ah, Dhamma.
D-
Chuchitrapa Mara. Chandrakriti.
Chandrakriti.
Dava the chunars. Oh, tendore. Then they jabber jang, then they omanjukat is jangu.
And if you want to understand this in an extensive way, then you need to study the text of Omajukat.
Dale Chevan Dope Chulo Tomta Yinle Chevan Dope Nikale Chevan Dope Jumile Chevan Dope Chulo Tomta Yere Tesun Dope Carre, then Candesica Gogundo, then Mampa Jagre. Then a consist of Lin Jagre, Pa Yanga Baja Gogre, Mampa Yore.
There are traditions which assert that things arise from themselves. From other. There are traditions that assert that they arise from both or from no cause at all. So, one wants to understand this in an extensive way, one needs to understand each of these schools' own presentation and then what their reputations are, and then like what their counter arguments are and how those are also refuted.
Yumi Jango Gutin said, De, you, me, is it? Yopa, the mepa lataketa and the rete, curry yopa mepa taketangre. Joy tus and devil yopa tang mepa curry, teta ketangre. Joy tuso yum, joy tuso, devil te yopa rindoga, mepa rindo taketang. Yopa in a joker candesi chigri. Devil tuso, joy tus and devil mean a candesi chigri, ta teta ketangue.
The next reasoning looks at the result in terms of whether it is present at the time of the cause or not. So one looks to see whether the result is present at the time of the cause, and if that's the case, then how can there be arisal? And if it's not present at the time of the cause, then how can there be any arisal?
Yopa, mepa, nika, nimi, yere. Juitus and devil, cups and devil, yona. Tene, ye government, the woman, yever. Juit cups and in devil, tangbun, yever, send a ye government. Jeva la gubamundo, tandam. Cousin jig. Tene kajer tango. Juitus a mean a jena, mepa, joke and is a chetogre. Mepa te joga kande se cheto kudo. Rigonga rajo te namke meto te soch kande se chigre. Mepa jo chena rigonga rata namke meto te so yung cheto kudo. Dete chikware mepa yimba chikware. Mepa jo yi chikamato. Yopa ta mepa ma chena yemi nika yung chikamare. Nika ma yimba yenda yung chewa yomare. Tis na. Kunzov to Malam Yin to Java Yuna Yang Malam to the name Mele Toa Chiba Yin to Java Yuna Yang Nelong Omala Java Yomare. This and the Java Tangaku Nam to the same provider, Malam Dow Nelola Java Yomare. Then over it. A Lela would do what it.
There are also four possibilities. When one looks at the result, it could be present at the time of the cause, it could be not present at the time of the cause, it could be both of these things at the time of the cause, or neither of them. If the result is present at the time of the cause, then there's no need for it to arise, because it would already be existent. So there would be no point to there being any arisal or no necessity for it to arise. If it is not present at the time of the cause, then how could it arise? It can't arise from there being nothing there. This would be like the horns of a rabbit or flower, sky flowers. So if something could, the result could be, could arise not being present at the time of the cause, then you could have such things as horns of a rabbit or sky flowers. If the first two possibilities, the first two ways are not possible, then the results can't arise from both. It can't arise from both being present and not being present at the time of the cause, since they were both refuted. And it can't arise from neither, the fourth possibility. So all relative appearances are like things in a dream. In a dream you can have a dream of fire arising or appearing, but in terms of its true nature there is no arisal. This arisal that's perceived is something which is only perceived by the confused conceptual mind. Through these four possibilities, arisal is refuted, which means ultimately there is no arisal. There is no truly existent arisal. There's no arisal in terms of the true nature. There is simply arisal on an apparent level through the coming together of interdependent causes and conditions. But this arisal is just the mere appearance of arisal. It's like recognizing a dream and seeing things arise in a dream.
Dream, this one. Ta ta jur ko na sanang ga ngupo nam chu chi yang ta par che wa mi te ju tu se yo na ma chi mi che wa kan ki mi ne yang mi chi ye mi ni ka yang mi chi ni ka ta tra wa yang che wa me se te che wa me pe se pe na mlam ji che wa yi mlam ji me le to wa chi pa Melange chate le chitok jebai. Melange chate hakosu. Melange chate le chitok jebai. Chate hamon. Chate, shati. Sati, shite. Shibun, pigeon le. Melange pigeon le pugetjevai. Pigeon.
Sati is on a pigeon.
Sati.
If we put this into the form of a reasoning.
Natsui chati te tanda gonga sage tangi chati jinduwa. Nepale mambu se gendo ve tele se ate se. Kiki. Yeah.
If we take all outer and inner things, they do not have any true arisal. Because they do not arise through being existent at the time of the cause, being not existent at the time of the cause, being both or neither at the time of the cause. This is like arisal in a dream. It's like a pigeon giving birth to a little pigeon in a dream, or a hen laying an egg in a dream.
Kangba de te lang ma pijung mang bon thupa jagre te konso te join de thupa jagre te kare re ha kama so yoma cha le ble chem ji ja indi konso re so so de sa to ve na tanda thupa jagme te konso konso de sa che do konso de sa re re ko ko do pu ya te chi che do thupa jagre do tanda konso thupa jagme so sa ja che bo to so re re la sa re to Mama consort, I don't know what Jagger, the consort, the Saji Governor of the Chief to do what Jagger. Take a sad, the Zonga, take the young great, and then consort to what Jagger.
There used to be a lot of pigeons up on the roof, and they were all fighting with each other because they all needed a place to make their nest. And then, what, they got a new roof or something, or a bigger area? Yeah, and they had then. There's room for everybody to have a nest, so they're not fighting anymore.
Tienda wa to. Thik sun hai. Oh hai, ta kar la sun. Oh ta nikale chue pa mugi chen go se. A te yin da ta sena tin se go sun hai.
Ah.
Oh yeah, then Nigala Joba, Mahitian go cigarette. Jotan Devon Nigala Takietang, Jola Takietang Devon Nigala Takietang, then it ever my body. Carresena, Jocheke, Devon Chick Chigamare, Jocheke, young, Jocheke and Devon Chick Chigamare, Jocheke and Devon Toma Chigamare. Young, Jotoma, ya. जो तुम्हें देवचिक की गमारे, जो तुम्हें देव तुम्हाएं की गमारे। तांबो जो चिक देखे, जो चिक देवचिक की गमारे, जो चिक देव तुम्हाएं की गमारे। तां ये बात तुम्हारे, जो तुम्हें देव तुम्हाएं की गमारे, जो तुम्हें देवचिक की गमारे। तेरा वो सामनो तंग तो, सामनो में तंग 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 योग। Yeah.
The next is refuting arousal through the four possibilities. And in this case, one examines both the cause and the result. And so there is no arousal because one cause doesn't give rise to one result. One cause doesn't give rise to many multiple results. Multiple causes don't give rise or can't give rise to multiple results, and multiple causes can't give rise to a single result.
Malarebe. Tati Yahil Kundu to Chigli Chick Javatang Ama Chigli Pochik Javatang Pama Nile Ama Chigli Pochik Javatang Chigli Chick Javanoir Pama Nile Pukachik Jena Tomale Chick Javanoir Tenda Kundu to Chigli Toma Javatang Tomale Chick Javata Tenda Mambu Yavar in a young Tesotamje Malam da Chikware Kanga तेने रंग ओ मर बरे ते चिकले चिक चेचर चिकले तमा चेवान रावो ते कुंजो ठुरप काप ते रावो चिकले तमा चेवा तमा ले चिक चेवान रावो ये रे इना यहाँ रिपे चे ना तेने चिकले चिक चेवा चिकले तमा चेवा तमा ले चिक चेवा तमा ले तमा चेवा में अवर मर बरे तेने कले कले तंग बनी तो Oh.
on a relative or apparent level, we do have examples of where one cause gives rise to one result, so such as one mother giving birth to one child. We have examples of many causes or multiple causes giving rise to one result, such as two parents giving birth to one child. So on a relative or apparent level, there is this kind of arisal or birth. However, this is like arisal in a dream. This does not have any truly existent essence or nature. This kind of arisal only occurs in the context of confusion within relative appearances. And if you examine this way things arise, or these four possibilities of arisal, you'll find that there is no truly existent arisal, and gradually you'll come to understand emptiness.
Lamsan che jodan dewe che chong chikwa ni chag. Dutin tawa chikle, dutin tawa tuma chikamare. Yang lamsan dutin tawa chikle, tawa tuma yang chikamare. Lamsan tene tuma chena. Jodutin chikle dewe, dutin tawa tuma chena. Yang ripa dangar dewe. Dutin lasa motan.
Dutin chikla, dutin.
The train chick lit chick, you mother. The chichong chick by chagger, just I'm at the poor chichong chick by chagger. Yeah, chichong good. I'm a la tambo poor chung 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 chung
For example, one small particle can't give rise to another small particle, because then they would be the same size. The cause and the result would be the same size or the same thing. So this isn't possible for one small thing to give rise to an identical small thing. And although we're looking at then small particles, we can apply this then to all phenomena.
The Jula Jopan, the Evola Jopan, Nikala Jopa Somti, Tinsik Somte Gata, Senanga Mopo Nam, like Jeva Yomare, Jeva Nangson to Yona Yangune, Jeva Yomare, Jeva the Sutam Jemalam Tabre, Jeva Malam Tabi in Beseno, Yang Tabre Jeva Yoma.
Through these three reasonings, one can come to understand that all inner and outer things do not arise. They merely appear to arise. They arise like things in a dream. And therefore they do not truly arise.
Yang tapar cewa mete jujin tender nang sam imbesa. Jujin tender nang sam malam tapi imbesa na ten cewa mepar. Te tender je ten sekte tang ta dan cing ta ni kang kau besa na teni tender je nang ni zaci hiu ya hiu. Tender je rikpe jarpo yang segitu. Rikpe jarpo tender je ten sek yang segitu.
The fifth is reasoning by way of dependent arising. So this, and put in the form of a reasoning, would be that all inner and outer things do not truly arise because they merely appear through the interdependent arising of causes and conditions, like things in a dream. This reasoning by way of a dependent arising can refute both extremes of permanence and nihilism. And therefore it's the best reasoning and is called the king of reasons, or reasonings. Therefore, we should understand that all the appearances of this life are merely the appearance of interdependent causes and conditions, that they do not truly arise. They are like things in a dream. This world, this earth, is just a mere appearance. It does not truly exist. If it were truly existent, then there would have to be one part which was up and one part which was down. And there would have to be some parts which really were east and west, north and south. But these designations of the directions are simply labeled conceptually. We just say that one part of the world is east in relationship to some other part, but then when you look at another part of the world, then the same part is west and so forth. There is no part of the world that you can say is always up and the other part always down. So therefore, this world doesn't exist. It's not real.
At
the time of Dhammakirti or Chandrakirti, did they talk about the earth as flat or
bald? Some people, particularly those who had analyzed it or had some system that they were following, thought that the world was flat. However, most people hadn't thought about it at all. They hadn't analyzed it. And so they didn't think anything flat, round, nothing. Now the world is round, but it might become flat in the future. And the reason for this is because everything is conceptually imputed or dependent on our thought of it, and so if we think it's flat later on, it will be flat to us.
Fix and a window in some dog, soldier, soldier, kanga, Namdo la tu te so cho kanga cha yore. So cho kanga re. So cho ka re.
So in tene gram so chila.
Chila. Ato chila yo samudu yina ya. Sikse na. So me so dan drabe so cho. Kanga re na to desa te. So cho kanga re.
So like for example now, we may think that we're in the center of the 10 directions, you know, that we're the center and the directions are all around us. So it's just based on our own idea that we need to understand that, that we're in the middle of the 10 directions which are beyond any directions.
So, then I saw so many saw the driver so jolly. Same pump going.
In some texts, they speak of the 10 directions which are beyond the directions. So the directions are simply conceptually imputed, so they are not truly existent. So they sometimes say, they speak of these 10 directions which are beyond the directions, or beyond being truly existent directions. And this is in accordance with the way things are. If we examine this, we'll see that the 10 directions are simply conceptually imputed, so therefore they're actually beyond being directions. So you can actually find this phrase in
text.
So Rinpoche has written something for each one of these five reasonings, and hopefully we will all have this later on. So now we have gone through the explanation of the first two lines of the root text, which say, although there are numerous Madhyamaka reasonings, the five of Nagarjuna's system lead to certainty about the union of emptiness and dependent arising.
Five of Nagarjuna's system.
rising, rising. Yadang, dawe zonwa ka na te me pa ta jen zemba ngo tang kunzob che tungpa rakwe chukwe ndung ni song. Ta daba traba ye pa. Daba trape, tenda kriti, patin daba trape, chuja dami, tenlam bepsur, mandraba ni yuan yinde, ni songpare. Jiketo, hiza mina, hiba ka trape, tangbur hiza kakpan zepa, oma jubu tsegre. Yor hiza mina, hiba ka, kakpa le lavore, ka trape, kakpa le lavore yinba tisena, tangbur hiza kakpan zepa yin. Tangpo yor hiza dendro ka, tene hiza madro pa tenze ye hiba madro pa, hiba denpa dropa kakwan zepa, zepa re. Zepa lukso chik tere, hizongpa tar, thomar zonwa dendro rangyinji dropa ka, ne te wo to jiso zonwa meba ta je zepa ngopa rikpa chik tang. Yang lukso chik la, chik tapo kanyi pa tena kanyi tapo yin. Chu chik tungpa nye tu to na, tene chu tam che rosar chikpa re kanga tungpa nye tu to gre. Ter chik la marka yopa to na, ter kanga la marka yopa tene to gre. Marve. Nyungma chik kokpa yinpa, nangla tungpa yinpa to na, nyungma tam che kokpa tungpa yinpa ako gre. Ten na yin, chik tapo kanga yinpa tene kuen che tapo yin. Chik tungpa nidu, chu chik tungpa nidu to na, kunzob chu chu chik tungpa nidu to na, chu tam chik tungpa nidu gara. Hi songpa tar, kunzob chu chik rantong to tenla pamne, ranga ngo madro pa rantong to tenla pamne hi ne, rikpa tenye je, rikpa te yenda la ka po gara ta, rikpa tenye je, denpa ni kunzob denpa dan tundan denpa ni ji dube, hi za chenye pa tam chik ranga ngo vu tungpa, Tenlan bepa nisu song so. Pena donga ngo madoba tenla pama, te rekpa te nyumong la jana nyumong ngo madoba re. Te rekpa te tene tsende la jana tsende nawa kang la jana kanga ngo mepa. Tetar tenlan bepa nisu song so ya.
Now we come to the explanation of the last two, three lines of the root text. And the commentary for this says that Chandrakirti presented two types, two ways to ascertain the no-self of phenomena. And as is said, and there's a quote from the text of Umalachupa, which says, if one object of knowledge is not existent, then the knower or the consciousness is refuted. So first, one refutes objects of knowledge. If one first establishes or ascertains that objects are not existent, then it is easy to refute the existence of the knower or consciousness, the perceiver of the objects. So first, one refutes perceived objects, and then following that, by means of the reasoning that the perceived object is not existent, one refutes the perceiver, the perceiving subject. So if perceived objects don't exist, then the perceiving subject doesn't exist. And this is one way to approach it, or one presentation. And the other then, again it says in a quote, is that the seer of one thing, is the seer of all. This means that if one sees the emptiness of one phenomena, one sees the emptiness of all phenomena. Because in that way all phenomena are the same. For example, if you recognize or you understand that one sesame seed contains oil within it, then you know that all sesame seeds have oil within them. If you understand that one piece of bamboo is empty inside, then you know that all bamboo is empty inside. By ascertaining that relative phenomena, or that one relative phenomena is self-empty, empty of itself, then through that reasoning one can ascertain that all objects of knowledge which are included within the two truths of relative and ultimate are empty of their own essence. So there are these two ways. And in the second way is that one first recognizes that one phenomena is empty, then one transfers that reasoning, or one applies that reasoning to other phenomena. So for example, if you recognize that suffering is not existent, then you can apply that same reasoning to the mental afflictions and recognize that they're not existent. And you can again apply the same reasoning to the appearances of this life and recognize that they have no existent nature.
Tetar ten lambe pan deyang, ten lambe tsun deyang. Sanang kanke trumte, sanang ke trupanta kanke chan male penji ten je lam nyine, ten lambe tsun de, sirir mitik pata namba sanje pat, kanke trumta kanke chan male pa, semla trumte le pa me pa, jikten je lam nyine, lam sang ome lam den jupo wang de se pare. Yinje yinla ne tele yinla mare trupan tha so so la shoba te da ne sidon ra pa ta bo de me to tin la pe pyan trum te wang ge re pa te chu chin yin da la kha mo bo ge sa lo vek so ho ye
This type of ascertainment then is for those who are entering directly into the Madhyamaka from a worldly path or perspective and who are not under the influence of any Buddhist or non-Buddhist philosophical systems. So this presentation, as we've had above, is for those who are entering directly into the Madhyamaka path or perspective from a worldly one, but not having had any previous philosophical system that they followed. This presentation is not for others, meaning others, those of other philosophical systems, because those who have entered into or who belong to a specific philosophical systems may ascertain, for example, that coarse outer objects are not real. But because of the philosophical system, they won't be able to transfer that reasoning or apply that reasoning to other phenomena.
Dene te jum tse kare se na trum tha chi yoba yina rang ke trum te kheli te lamsang tor kale kapo yoba re. Ta trum tha chani meba lamsang chulok ta trum tha chani meba chi yina dene zonwa denpar mepe jum tse ti teto na tene zoma madu putenze ke zemba yam madu ba tena to lebo lela wacha yang chuje kunzob ji chuje dembar madu putimze ke te dembar madu bhi sona chu kanga la jar che na kon se jando gre tene lela wund tumta yo na rang tumta khelin te lamsang tang thog mare te len zemba tambo yo hako sona
The reason for this is if someone has a belief in a particular philosophical system, they can't give that up right away. But if someone doesn't have any particular philosophical system, then they can enter directly into the Madhyamaka path or understanding through the process that's explained above. So for example, they can, through reasoning that perceived objects aren't truly existent, come to understand that the perceiving subject is not truly existent. They can also then apply the reasoning from one thing to many. They can recognize that if one relative phenomena is not existent, then all phenomena are not truly existent. But if someone has already accepted a particular philosophical system or outlook, they won't be able to give that up, and they will cling to that and have to maintain it.
Zoma madubare, Zoma madubase na zimbaya madubate hiye na Tene te lamsang tor tuku mare O Zoma rakpa denba madub na dutin chami denba tukure samgure Hipa rakpa denba madub na ya Hipa keji chami denba tukure sam Te kheli te lamsang yag mare Lela vayava mare
So for example, if someone holds that view of the Babashikas they won't be able to accept that perceived objects aren't truly existent and that on the basis of that, that a perceiving subject isn't truly existent. Because they will say that according to their system that they're, in terms of a perceived object, that corpus particles are truly existent. So they won't be able to accept that all perceived objects are not truly existent. And the same for a perceiving subject. They won't be able to accept that perceiving subjects are not truly existent because they will say, but there is a truly existent moment of consciousness. So they won't be able to give up
Dembar madrupa yina yang namdo ka mada pa rangsin dembar tukure chao ka maare. Kunzub, kunda, chinsin kunzub namdo ka takpa chu so chik dembar madrupa yang kanga dembar madrupa chao kure. Yina yang rangsin, rangsin ten rabo deme maare se. Te rangsin ten rup dokhe lemba te yang lamsang yaga maare. Kale kale ka kundu. Kale 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 zo.
Also, for example, for the Sotrantikas, they will not accept that because one phenomena is not truly existent, that it follows that all phenomena are not truly existent. So they won't listen to this reasoning. Because for them, all relative phenomena which are imputed by concepts which then refers to what are called generally characterized phenomena, are not truly existent, but they say that specifically characterized phenomena are truly existent. A generally characterized phenomena is something conceptually imputed or labeled, and they accept that those are not truly existent, but it doesn't follow for them that then all phenomena, including specifically characterized phenomena, are not truly existent. It should follow, but for them it doesn't. And so they can't accept that all phenomena don't exist. So that's something that they would have to come to slowly. Also, Chitramatrans would not be able to accept that because one phenomena is not truly existent, then it follows that all phenomena are not truly existent. They accept that perceived objects are not truly existent, and that the perceiving subject is not truly existent, but for them, the self-awareness or reflexive awareness, which is empty of perceived and perceiver, is not empty. They assert that that does exist.
Tendu senang ke trumta kanyang trumte major pa male pe kanza chigla tene zoa madro pata jen zemba madro bazo dro te chu tam te tong ba dro yang chu che tong ba ni de ton te la pa te te re pa chu tam je le jawa de che na tene le la wo yong re
And so this would also be true for non-Buddhists. They would have their own assertions that they would maintain. However, if someone has no philosophical system that they follow, then they can come to understand that if perceived objects don't truly exist, then the perceiving subject doesn't truly exist, and therefore all phenomena are empty. And they can also ascertain that if one phenomena is empty, then it follows that all phenomena are empty.
Tina danda dava trakwa loksorte khatok ni thekar thekar tungba ni rikpe dhatre bare khatok ni lamsang dhatre bare.
This presentation by Chandrakirti points out emptiness in a direct way, right away from the beginning. So this sheet has five verses Rinpoche composed, presenting these five reasonings. And the first four are, in the first four, this reasoning is applied to suffering, because we all like to understand that our suffering is empty. And the last reasoning is then applied to all phenomena of samsara and nirvana, Rinpoche will read them now at once, and then I'll read them in English, and we'll make a photocopy, which you can have tomorrow, this sheet.
Chik tan to me rang yin le desert dunga rang yin pe nam lam dunga yin pardu dunga ang de yin pardu dunga de ma da da yin da nye ka ta jumi le jang che mi se dunga che wa me pa yin ta de dunga de yin du din de bu yo ba da me da nye ka nye mi le che wa me pa de yin se dunga che wa me pa yin ju ching de chik Jyotik Dechik Tamami, Tumen Dechik Tamami, Tesir Ngukun Chewami, Dunga Yang Namalangji. Chotan Jatsun Luni Jin, Tendir Nangzan Yibasir, Chukun Ngovu Chowami, Konde Takche Talente. Sache Lohi.
Since it is beyond the nature of being one or many, suffering has no inherent essence, like the suffering in a dream, for example. The suffering in the bardo is also like that. Since it does not arise from self, other, both of them, or without a cause, suffering does not arise. Present suffering is also like this. Since the result does not arise from existing at the time of the cause, from not existing, from both or neither, then suffering does not arise. From one cause, neither one nor many results arise. From many causes, neither one or many results arise. Therefore, all things are without arising. Suffering, too, is like a dream. Since like a moon in water, a rainbow and a movie, it is the mere appearance of interdependent arising. No phenomena exist through possessing an essence. The extremes of samsara and nirvana, of permanence and extinction, are transcended.
Yeah.